Well, Yemen's Ansarullah fighters and their allied army forces have downed a US-made spy drone over the northern province of Sadr. The spy drone was targeted while flying over the Qitaf district. Yemeni forces also inflicted heavy losses on foreign forces and mercenaries in Taiz province. According to Yemeni sources, Ansarullah fighters and their allied army units managed to block the enemy's advance toward the Bab al-Mandeb district. Dozens of foreign forces and mercenaries were reportedly killed in the clashes. With us on the line from Washington is Ali Al-Ahmad, director of the IGA. Thank you very much for joining us here on Press TV. Well, tell us about the advances of Yemen's Ansarullah fighters and their allied army units against the Saudis and their so-called coalition, who are actually backing them and supporting them.
The Saudi coalition of dictators who are attacking Yemen for 7 months now have murdered many Yemeni civilians and used many more bombs on Yemen, dropped more bombs on Yemen than the Americans dropped on Iraq in 2003. Yet you can see the Yemeni people are fighting back, led by the Yemeni army with its allies, the Ansarullah movement and other popular committees. And this is really, I think, should be taught to the military schools around the world. How can an army that has not really very much weapons can withstand the most modern weapons used in Middle East, supported by the United States, the United Kingdom, and other Western powers, using the latest technology, satellites, and drones, and munitions.
Well, Ali, we already know that the Yemenis have been showing great resilience when it comes to the Saudi aggression. Do you think that this will possibly make the Saudis push back from Yemeni territory and leave Yemen to its own people?
I don't see any sign of that. The only time the Saudis will change course when they see their cities like Jizan or Asir occupied by Yemeni forces, which hasn't happened yet. Yes, there are Saudi territories occupied by Yemeni forces, but these are what we call the no-go zones, the small villages on the border, which the Saudis can care less for. But if you go to the main cosmopolitan cities of Jizan or Asir, then things will change. That's the only time I think the Saudis, who are willing to sacrifice their economy and their internal stability for continuing their aggression against the Yemeni people.
Well, what do you think the Saudis, what cost do you think the Saudis are willing to pay to conquer Yemen, given that now they're also providing lethal weaponry to the Syrian militants?
Yes, I think the Saudis are basically have gone mad, and they have spent over $70 billion on this Yemen campaign, and they appear to be willing to spend more. They think their thinking is that we have $700 billion worth of savings that we can liquidate, and we are willing to sacrifice it. The people of the country have no role in the decision, so there is not a lot of pressure internally, and externally the U.S. is actually supporting that campaign, so it sell more weapons and bombs to the Saudis to drop it at the Yemeni people. So I don't see really right now a sign of a significant pressure. So I would say they would continue.
Thank you very much. Ali Al-Ahmad, director of the IGA, joining us on the line from Washington.